All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello to you all, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Tuesdays or Mondays, we do it in a way where it's like the first half of the show happens. And then we have to break because I've got the workplace staff meeting, and then I come back. But today, a little bit longer. I'm here about 15 minutes later than what I promised you because I got to eating. The daily lunch of a third of a cup of nuts washed down by half a cup of cottage cheese, a piece of bread with butter and orange and three egg whites. That kind of slowed me down. But boy, that was delicious. Fantastic. It's gotten to a point now where when I'm eating, if I eat anything that's like not excellent or in my, I guess my window of things, of my approved foods, it messes with me. Because I usually, reward myself on Sundays by making something special. And yesterday it was these sandwiches. They were like cold cut sandwiches, but put them in the oven, and I don't want to get into the recipe of it because it's a lot of steps, but they were great. And I almost felt like, not great eating it. And I guess that's a good thing, That's how champions are born. Like Jeremy and myself. Okay? That's how champions think. He says, I cannot do cottage cheese. I cannot believe anyone likes that stuff. Oh, it's great. God. I have some footage of what happened north of the Hard Living Line. And I had been looking for some yesterday. As Darla is doing what she does. Scratching that couch. Just lay down, darling. No. Ah, shit. She just peed. Hang on. Shit. Fucking shit. Of course she peed. God damn it. Well, that was annoying. What can you do? Such is life. I hope you all got a clip of that. Jeremy says, I think I clipped it. I don't know. Twitch's new clip interface sucks balls. Tyler says, yeah, I was having trouble figuring it out as well. There you go. We're back. She didn't even go pee when I took her out. That's probably because she peed all she needed to pee on the couch cover. But she did go poo, so there's that. Holy cow. Jeremy says, Carl, which means that will find its way to Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, I can guarantee you. And then Carl and whoever is on his show will just look at it and not make any jokes. Okay, this is what I was going to show you. I had talked on the first act of this Monday show about the ice storm that hit the area north of the Hard Living Line. And I had been looking. This is when I got interrupted by Darla. I had been looking for clips like this. I got my eye on you, Darla. And I was able to finally come up with a couple things on Facebook. This is astounding. This is from Facebook. This is just north of Fear Bunker North. Look at it. So the ice is way down the street. I can only imagine what it's like at my place. Now, my place is just a bit south of this area, Gaylord, Michigan. And that might be enough. I don't know. I know that I talked to the folks at the radio station. They have ice, but it doesn't look like this. And they are pretty close to where my place is. So I will be going up on an exploratory Admiral Byrd-style mission to Fear Bunker North on Saturday. And hopefully there won't be too many trees down. Now, this is in an area. This other one I'm going to show you is from an area known as Alba, Michigan. A-L-B-A. I'd never heard of it. Small town, hard living line area. And this is 31 miles to the northwest of Fear Bunker North. What you're about to see is a video of an area where the snow on the, or the ice on the top of the trees is bending the trees, and then the trees are snapping. They sound like guns. Wow. That is incredible.
Sweet. Be living in the field before too long.
He's bending. And finally, the snap. Ah, that would be so spooky. Huh.
Good deal.
Those trees explode. Fuck. God damn. I don't want to go up there and have all my trees destroyed. What can you do, you know? David says the apocalypse has come to the HLL. Boy. I'm anxious. I am definitely anxious to see what my trees are like up there, because a lot of the trees, like I've described to you, where we actually set up shop and do our camping, it's an open area. And then once you get to the edge of it, it doesn't start with small trees. It starts with big trees. It's like a fortress. Nick says the stick picking is going to be top notch this year. My God. And I think Matt H. made that comment earlier. Molly is pointing out that I said I'd be back at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. You're right. I did say that. And I misspoke. My bad. I meant to say 11:45. That's what I meant. No. Wait, 11, then the meeting ends at like 11:30. Yeah, 11:45 would have been the time that I wanted to get back. So my bad. I definitely did misspeak. All right, my bad. I apologize. I don't even know whether I'm coming or going, for God's sake. What a dumbass. Okay, we are off and running with the back half of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So the Detroit Pistons got into a, I saw when I was laying in bed that the Pistons basketball team, which I haven't really followed, they've been very good this year. In fact, they're the first NBA team in the history of the league to triple or more the amount of wins from 1 year to the next. Like last year, they were a huge pile of shit. This year, they've won so much that they tripled the amount of wins. And they're going to the playoffs, and they're stoked, and they were playing in Minneapolis last night, and I get word on the app that says Pistons and Timberwolves in huge brawl that spills out onto the court or into the stands. So I'm like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, this is just like that one game. 25 years ago or whatever, where 21 years ago when I got to see this footage. So then I watched it and it sucked. There was no, I didn't even see a punch thrown. I saw a lot of pushing and grabbing and bitch-like behavior. And when they say it spills into the stands, it didn't really do that at all. It was ridiculous. And so I saw it. I'm, boy, this is fucked up. I'm going to go watch the Malice at the Palace again for the 8 millionth time. That was a really spilled into the stands. So, and then I guess I wasn't the only one thinking it, because I got it sent to me by Mike Ball, who said, yeah, they're trying to make this out to be the next Malice at the Palace. And I'm like, exactly. And it wasn't even close.
Holland was a really good high school player. Good fake.
Okay, so this guy goes in.
Holland was a really good high school player. Good fake.
He gets the ball knocked away.
Turn the corner in his spot.
And then number 11 is going to wave his finger at double zero. You don't like, you can't do that.
Fouled by Holland.
And then double zero was like, hey, I'm gonna say something to you.
Man, oh.
And then white guy pushes a guy with a free beer hairline.
Come on now.
And then white guy and free beer hairline are going at it.
Stevens.
You can't see anything.
Big time brawl now.
This guy says big time brawl now.
It's going to take a lot to break this up.
You got to stay out of the crowd.
Okay, there's the fan. This guy's saying, hey, take it easy. This guy's laughing. This guy's got his phone out.
This is not good.
This has been building on the last handful of possessions.
I don't know why they went to that angle. The first angle was perfect. This fan's laughing. How about this white dude? Look at that haircut. Jesus Christ. It's like he went to Hitler's R Us haircuts. Okay, that's it. That's the brawl.
Nas really took an exception to Holland and was wagging a finger in his face. This crowd, who braved the cold and the snow, on his feet applauding the intensity. The Timberwolves finally showing some fight in this ball game.
Okay, this whole thing is stupid. There's another angle of it. Maybe this is better, but I doubt it. Looks like they're just screaming in each other's faces. It's a lot of people for no real action. Okay, that's it. Wow, what a massacre that was. My God. How will they ever recover? Let's look to a, okay, if you want to get, this is the ultimate. I had this recently. We talked about this. But Malice at the Palace.
There goes Ben Wallace again.
There goes our 10th up into the crowd. He's absolutely out of his mind. And Steven Jackson slugging people in the crowd here.
And then when Artest comes out,
what's going on here?
There he is. And then this fan comes up to him and starts talking shit. And so Artest punches him in the face.
She's trying to be a peacekeeper in the whole thing up in the stands right now.
Rick Mahorn jumped up to try and keep people apart.
There's a fight down the other end right now. Very emotional.
Still going at it down on the other end.
Have you ever,
Bill?
What?
29 years.
I'll never forget, because they were all like, this is so terrible. It's a dark day. It's a dark day. It's the worst thing ever. It's like, I loved that. I don't know if that says something about me, but I was so excited when that happened. And then the best news was realizing that free beer was there. Like, you, of course you were there. Holy shit, we can't wait. And then I remember we started the broadcast, and then when it came time to talk about that, it was all news to Hot Wings. He didn't know. This was on a Friday night that it happened. It was talked about the whole weekend. It was the biggest story in the state of Michigan. And that piece of shit had no idea it even happened. That gives you a fantastic idea of how out of touch he is. And I was like, at the time, I didn't know whether to talk about the incident or the fact that he had no fucking clue that it even happened. I was like, how? How are you that oblivious to what's going on in a job where you should know even just the basic shit of what happened on a day-to-day basis so you can, you know, talk about it on the radio, and you didn't even see it? You have no idea. I'm the one giving you the news of it? God damn. It used to drive me fucking nuts. All right. Chris says that our test leaned into that one, too. Unk with the chair was at the Palace, too. You know what I found out about Ron Artest? Because after I watched that clip again, I looked him up to see what he's been doing. He changed his name again, by the way. He has developed an app. I didn't know this, but when he was in college, I mean, because he seemed like an idiot. He seemed stupid. Far from it. He's like a mathematician. That, I think, is one of the biggest upsets ever. No one had any idea that he had that type of intellect, but he loves math. That just does not add up in my brain. I thought he was stupid. Far from it. Piano Finger Banger says he was busy sitting in other people's Corvettes at the local car meetup. Also, Jeremy says, funny how the guy who went into the crowd changed his last name to World Peace a few years later. Bob says that's called autistic for Ron Artest. All right, so that was no big deal. No big deal. Baseball is rolling. The Tigers opened up the season by getting swept by the Dodgers. This is hot off the heels of them finishing up the season last year in strong fashion and then getting into the second round of the baseball playoffs. They are now 0-3. They play at Seattle for 3, and then they're back home later on this week for the home opener. Now, not that I care. I'm not watching. I don't really watch unless there's a reason to watch. That's how I approach these sporting events. I am the fair weather guy. But this is interesting. Some guy up to bat, and he gets hit in the head. Oh my God! Boy, did he eat that! Oh, shit, that noise. It hit the helmet, but I think it's the part that goes over, like, the ear.
Oh, that hit him on the helmet.
Oh. Wow, with that hair and the way
and
he's
did it hit him in the,
storming off, he looks like kind of a
mouth
bitch.
Or the jaw part of the helmet?
His last name is India? I don't know. Doesn't matter. And this guy, he's all like, oh boy, I just hit him.
Way dangerous there, that's for sure.
Yeah, every at bat is way, way dangerous.
Well, obviously, I'm sure he would never do anything like that on purpose.
Oh, bullshit.
Big slow-mo.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't have one of those side panels.
Oh, shit. I like this guy on the bench. He realizes it first. He's the first one to realize that he just got this guy right here on the bench. He just realized that he got cracked. Oh, shit.
And I'm not saying that this wasn't dangerous, and I'm not saying it didn't hurt, but thank goodness that that was off the helmet.
I was watching the reactions of the fans. God damn it. Well, that's got to result in a fight. Jonathan India drilled in the head by a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Emmanuel Clase. Fuck. Anyway, Man Bun Chris says, what is this, Q100? How many strikeouts did we get? Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by that. I do need to brag while I'm at it about my performance. And I know at risk of everybody being bored out of their minds, but this, I think, is fantastic. The fact that on the Eric Zane Show podcast, Basketball Tournament Challenge, I am solely in first place now. Look at that. All right. I am leading Donut Dan now by a little bit, 80 points, with more opportunities, max 17-10. He has a max 16-30. Just the fact that I haven't watched one college basketball game this year, I haven't watched one game, including Michigan State getting murdered last night by Auburn, and I am still, out of 25 million brackets filled out on ESPN's Tournament Challenge, there are only 5.7% that are better than me of those 25 million, which puts me in 1,455,677th place. Overall, all of my final four are still alive. I picked Auburn over State. I've got Auburn over Florida, I think. Is that what I have? Auburn over Florida? I don't even know who my final two is. Have I even picked it? Wait a minute. I don't know. Did I not pick it? No, I did because I picked Duke. But I don't know who. Oh, I picked Auburn over Florida, and I picked Duke over Houston, and they'll be in the finals. And then I got Duke winning the whole thing. This is incredible. I am so happy and so impressed with myself. It's important to note that Radio Voice Linda is a huge pile of shit. Only 66.8%. She's horrible. The rest of you also suck. And I'm just excited that I am this great, that I don't even have to try, and I have done so amazing. Donut Dan says, LOL, same here. I have not watched a basketball game in 5 years. Aram says, this is embarrassing that he doesn't even know what teams he picked. Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I got it down, and I'm the champion. And you might as well just give me the championship right now. My God, I am so impressed with me. You guys are so lucky to have someone so talented talking to you on a daily basis. Absolutely great. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump was talking on NBC News on Sunday. He did an exclusive interview. And this is the headline. Trump says there are methods to a possible third term in office. He says a potential third term is a possibility. Molly, by the way, says that I sound like Trump when I'm talking about my basketball picks. As we all know, you are only allowed two terms. It's prohibited by the U.S. Constitution under the 22nd Amendment. But he is thinking that he has an opportunity to still be president. Every time I read the quotes from Trump, I hear him. Quote, a lot of people want me to do it, Trump said, referring to his allies. But I mean, I basically tell them we have a long way to go. You know, it's very, very early on in the administration. He says he's focused on the current. He responded with, I like working, when asked if he wanted to serve a third term. I'm not joking, when asked to clarify. He says, but it's far too early to think about it. There are methods which you could do it. He added when asked how he would seek a third term despite the 22nd Amendment. Now, I hadn't thought of this, but people who are paid more than I could ever be paid said, are you referring to a potential scenario? This is what he's thinking. J.D. Vance would run for office and then pass the role on to Trump. So, and I don't know if that means it would be a Vance for president with Trump VP running mate, and then Vance wins and hands it off to Trump. Trump says that's one way you can do it. I kind of want that to happen because in my brain, I picture J.D. Vance double-crossing him and saying, I've decided that I am not going to do that now. Oh, my God. Trump says there are other ways, too. Trump added before responding, no. So then they asked him to share the other method. What other method will you share it? And he said, no. A survey was done last month amongst 2,900 U.S. adults. Do you think Donald Trump will attempt to serve a third term as president? 31% said probably. 21% said definitely. So 52% of those people said probably or definitely in him attempting to serve a third term. A combined 34% believe Trump would not, and then 16 answering probably not, and 18 definitely not, and 15% undecided. I don't know if the math there adds up. Okay, yeah. 16 and 18% is say no or probably not. So basically 52% of people polled said yes or probably he would, while 34% said no or probably not. An amendment to the Constitution to abolish the two-term limit would require either a two-thirds vote of Congress or two-thirds of the states agreeing to call a constitutional convention to propose the change, which would then require ratification from three-quarters of the states. Now, you think this is all hogwash. You think that this all won't happen. At this stage of the game, are we really comfortable saying, nah? I think we have to wrap our mind around the idea that anything is possible after what we have seen so far. Adam says, I am waiting for the day for Vance to 25th Amendment Trump in his term. I'm not sure what that means. Molly says this fucker is old. He's currently too old to be still in. I actually disagree with that, and I'm not even kidding you. As long as there is the faculties and the acumen, and he can perform the job. I don't care how old people are. I can't say as long as there's nothing affecting them. They don't have an illness or anything that's making them not sharp. If there's something that makes their thinking compromised, then no, they cannot be president. Molly says, I just don't get it. He's old, but then yet they were calling Biden old, but this fucker can still run. Yeah, but look, you forget Biden. He couldn't even put two sentences together. When Trump talks, he doesn't sound like Biden at all. He's cohesive in his thoughts, as warped as they always are. But Biden is you cannot compare the two. Biden is has a disability at this point. He's cognitively declined. He was declining before he won the election. Everybody's giving me a hard time about being him speaking cohesively. When I say that, I am comparing him to Biden. When Biden would talk, how many times would he say things that actually weren't words or would get lost on the stage? That's what I'm comparing to. So I can't say that he has any, he seems in any way like Biden. Piano Finger Banger says Biden has a speech disability, not the same thing. No, I do not accept a supposed stutter as being the root cause of what we had witnessed for the past 5 years. Don't even try that, all right? You know as well as I do that he cognitively has declined rapidly. I don't know why you keep doing that, suggesting otherwise. This poor old guy needs to be in a hot tub getting his meals delivered to him, and that's it. Think about all the things he said that were completely off the reservation. Like, made no sense. As much as I can't stand Trump, I'm not going to sit here and look at you and say that, boy, Biden wasn't, his brain was in great shape. He was fine. Come on, guys. Give me a break. All right. News story broke over the weekend about a fantastic moment for a local pilot, I guess. Well, he's not a local pilot. He's a pilot who he is finishing up his career as an airline pilot.
Anxiety, depression, or addiction become.
And his final flight after 30 years of being a pilot ended right here in our backyard of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And there's only one reason why I'm featuring this story. And I'm not going to tell you what the reason that I'm featuring it is. I'm just going to play the story and you can figure it out for yourself. However, it doesn't appear to be working. I've tried to fill in the time as much as I can. Oh, there it is. Beautiful, beautiful.
It's a tradition to be greeted with water cannons.
So I guess when you land your plane on your final commercial flight, there's water cannons shooting over the runway, over the plane. But see if you can figure out the reason why we're paying attention to this story.
All right, Blake, thanks. When an airline pilot retires, it's a tradition to be greeted with water cannons from fire trucks on the runway during their final flight.
And today, Republic Airways pilot Mark Browneye had a special send-off at the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. He flew in from Chicago around 1 this
That's afternoon. Right. Mark Browneye finished up his career.
Afternoon on a United Airlines flight. You can see the water cannon salute right here. So cool to see. Browneye has been an airline pilot for the past 30 years and lives here in West Michigan. He says he was inspired to take on...
Here comes Browneye.
flying as a
He's
job.
He's walking off of the jetway there. That's it.
Gerald R. Ford as a pilot more than 50 years ago. While flying has been his life, he plans on...
He's, and it's actually
when an
spelled
pilot retires,
brown
it's
eye.
After seeing his uncle fly
B-R-O-W-N-E-Y-E. That is the guy's name.
While flying has been his life, he plans on...
My God, Mark Brown Eye.
Keeping his feet on the ground during retirement and spending time with his family.
There's a guy named Benjamin Franklin. He said...
Here's Brown Eye with some words.
Be happy, you need
words.
Three things. Something to do. Something to look forward to. Someone to love. I've been flying airplanes for, 40 years? I figured out I wasn't going to be a fishing guide a long time ago because I needed something to look forward to. So I'm going to go catch a lot of fish.
The only reason why they're doing this story is because this guy's name is Brown Eye. They needed to ask the question. All right, so we found out what you're going to do with your time now, Brown Eye, that you are retiring. What's it like having the last name of Brown Eye?
I'm all good, though. That's all right. But someone to love, they're right here.
Aww. Brown Eye says he has around 29,000 hours of flying time, which is around a third of his life. Congratulations to him and his family.
There you go, Brown Eye. Way to go, Brown Eye. Excellent work, Brown Eye. Shit. God. Bob says now he's going to retire and finally get to his dream of opening a fudge shop. The fact that there's a Mrs. Brown Eye. And what if there's if he's eating ass or something. Brown Eye is eating Brown Eye's Brown Eye. I would have to say that if I grew up with the last name of Brown Eye, I'm going to change my name. Starman says it could be worse. You could be named Chili Ring. Yeah, I don't know that one. Is that a term that I'm not aware of? Well, it is a term that I'm not aware of. I don't get that. Cole with the same comment that I made. His name is literally the only reason why this made the news. We have to do the news story about Mark Brown Eye. The thing is, Brown Eye, he isn't self-aware. So he thinks that the news media is actually interested in the fact that he's retiring, that this is his last flight. Who gives a shit? There are probably hundreds of pilots that retire every day, and not one of them is honored. Now, if there was while Brown Eye is retiring in a news story, you might get a story of some guy whose name is Jizz Muncher. Or whatever, Queef, I don't know, Pauly Queef. Who gives a fuck? You get what I'm talking about. The only reason why it's talked about is because of that. Jeremy says his wife's name needs to be Anita Brown Eye. Oh my God. Maureen says that she would have kept her maiden name had she married Mr. Brown Eye. Yeah, that is ridiculous. Jeremy says, let's give it up for Brown Eye tonight. Let's see. The fact that if he does have kids, they would be no doubt picked on. Well, I'm sure Brown Eye was picked on. I mean, if I am, if I own that, if I'm whoever, the regulatory agency for pilots, if I see somebody who wants a pilot's license named Brown Eye flying commercial airliners, I'm concerned that they might have a vendetta because they were picked on their entire life because of their last name of Brown Eye. Flying passenger planes, he might be yelling "Praise be to Allah, Allah Akbar," and while he noses it down, saying "Fuck that shit! You called me Brown Eye all those years. Take that." Donut Dan suggests that his wife, being Anita with the maiden name of Taint, it would be Anita Taint Brown Eye. I sent that story off to Christian. We'll talk about it probably tomorrow. on another rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Broadcasters? Seen and heard on most of these Eric Zane Show podcast channels. All right. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. When it comes to getting a haircut, there are three locations in West Michigan that I'm encouraging you to go to. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. Bang on their door at King's Room Barbershop. When you go, please mention my name, as I encourage you to do whenever you check out any of my sponsors. Haircuts are $19 for dudes and chicks who like short hair at King's Room Barbershop. Kingsroom.net for a complete listing of hours, exact locations, and schedules of your favorite people who cut hair at kingsroom.net. Kuiper Tree Care, thank you to them. They just signed up for another quarter. Thank you so much. 616-828-8225. So if you've got trees that need to be looked at, known as tree risk assessment, if you've been looking at that tree and like, why does this look weird? I think there's something wrong with this tree, but I'm not sure what. I like the tree. Perhaps the folks at Kuiper can take a look at it and tell me what's wrong or how I can save the tree. They have three certified arborists there. So reach out, call or text 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. In West Michigan, 616-828-8225. They can also get rid of unwanted trees. They do stump grinding, not to mention storm cleanup and tree pruning. At one time or another, I've had most of those services here at the house. So that is cool. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Last but not least is Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting. Online at tagcpa.net. You've got 15 days of the tax deadline. There is still time, even up to the last minute, to get your taxes done. Call 616-301-9516 from anywhere in the U.S. 616-301-9516. And Tag Accounting can help you out. You'll have your taxes done. The way you have it done is by uploading your documents, your W-2s and whatnot, to their online portal. If you're not in West Michigan and you cannot be in person getting your taxes done, Troy will give you a day and time that your taxes are going to be done. Have your phone by you in case he has a question, and that's it. A week or so passes, you got your money in your account. TagCPA.net. Outstanding group over there. Jeremy says that Captain Brown Eye's brother's name is Dixon Brown Eye. I think that's actually a PA prank name that I used back in the day. Truly fantastic. The fact that they did the news story only because of that guy's name. And those women did a great job keeping a straight face during all of that story. This guy
was so
crazy. I'm hearing a noise that I shouldn't.
Now taxes is happening.
That's annoying as hell. Wish that didn't happen. One man show, it happens. Amy says, my last name is Dickinson. Not much better than Brown Eye. No, it is. It is. Dickinson, because no one says, I mean, Brown Eye is an actual term. Dickinson is not a term. I have never once thought anything pervasive about your last name of Dickinson. Now, if it was, Dixon, and Dan says, and if the first name was Raminer, so then it would be Raminer Dixon. Well, Raminer is not even a real name, okay? So that's ridiculous. No one has the first name of Raminer. Raminer Dixon. Yeah, Dickinson doesn't cut it for me. That's not silly enough. Brown Eye, yes. That's a silly, ridiculous name. Dickinson, no way. But the most silly would be Raminer Dixon. God damn. Just the idea that ramming a dick in. You mind if I ram my dick in? I don't think there's any woman alive who wants you to ram your dick in. Or a guy. I mean, like in Dan's case, if he was doing any dick ramming, I don't know if Dan's into butt on dudes or ladies. I don't know his proclivities, so who knows? All right, now we're getting all sorts of ridiculous names being created by members of the chat. Thank you. First name Stickener, last name Dixon. God damn it. Yeah, that's great, guys. So this guy broke into a Texas car dealership Thursday morning. Jeremiah McGallen. He broke a window, and then he crawled in, and then he wanted to leave, and he couldn't unlock a door to get out, and he didn't want to go out the way he came in because he had injured himself. So I guess the plan to steal a vehicle was break the window, go in, somehow access the key cabinet and steal a car. But he climbed in through the window that he broke. He cut himself badly. And then he tried to walk out, and he couldn't figure out a way out. Now, I'm just going to read you what it says in the police report. 3:45 a.m., Jeremiah McGallen had just broken in. He called the 911 looking for help. He said he had broken into the Patterson Dodge dealership in an attempt to steal a car, but could not get out of the building. He had cuts from breaking a window at the dealership and crawling through it. He tried to steal the car by throwing a rock through a window to gain entry to the building, and he hurt himself. Unfortunately for him, there were several unlocked doors that he could have used to get out. The cop spokesperson said, after 26 years here, the truth is stranger than fiction. An official from the dealership told the local TV station the only damage to the business was a window that the guy broke and the cleanup of blood. A member of the staff said that they reviewed the cameras and the only thing he managed to steal was candy from the desk of a salesperson. He was taken to the hospital to have his lacerations were sewn up. And that's where he was arrested for burglary of a building. God damn, what an idiot. The cop said that this was not the first time in his career he had dealt with a suspect turning himself into the police. Several years ago, I was a crimes against persons detective, and one of the cases we took was a 75-year-old retired dentist who called us to tell us he had shot and killed his wife. Oh, this just took a very dark turn. I don't need to get into this shit. But this is the idiot. Now, this tracks. I mean, look at this guy. Holy shit. That looks like the face of a guy. I think he's got his shirt on inside out and backwards. Face of a guy who would do just that. Break into a car dealership, injure himself, and is not quite able to figure out how to get the fuck out of there. God damn, that's great. And if you're the dealer, you're like, holy shit, someone's robbing us. You think it's going to be like some organized effort to get as many cars as possible. And the guy is like, hey, I need help. I'm still in the dealership. I'm bleeding all over the place. Someone please help me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end the show with that. The idiot of the day is now. If you have any suggestions on the chat, by all means, please leave them there. It might be that guy. It says Nick Young was the asshole of the day on the previous show, and I have no idea who that was. I think somebody did something terrible. Okay, we talked about the Pistons. We talked about the stupid fight. We talked about Ron Artest. We talked about the guy getting hit in the head with a baseball. We talked about Trump. We talked about Mark Brownie. And I don't even remember what the hell we talked about on the first show. I'm going to make it this Jeremiah McGowan as your asshole of the day. There you go. Congratulations, Jeremiah. You are the asshole of the day. You have earned it. Congrats to you. You for not letting poor Darla out to go pee. Yeah, a little bit about that. You need to know that when I took my break, not only did Darla go out once, she went out twice. And one time was right before we came up here. And she's sitting there looking around like, I don't need to go pee. I can just do it on the couch in comfort later on. And that's precisely what she did. So don't even start that nonsense about how I did not let the dog out. I think you've lost your mind if you think that I would do that. Come on now. All right. Thanks again, folks. I appreciate you so much. Please support the sponsors who support me when you can. That is going to do it. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.